Pam and Bud Robbins, besides being wonderful neighbors and friends, are also great fans of the singer James Taylor. Pam, who knows I'm also a James Taylor fan, stopped by to ask if I knew about the baseball song in Taylor's latest CD, Before This World. She thought I'd enjoy the song, but cautioned me that it was a tribute to Taylor's hometown team, the Boston Red Sox. The song, called Angels of Fenway, actually is more likely to disturb die-hard Cardinal fans than a die-hard Pirates fan like me. It's James Taylor's lyrical prayer, set in 2004, to give Red Sox fans, especially Taylor's dying grandmother, a World Series championship after so many years of suffering under the curse of the Bambino.
She was born in 1918, last year that the Red Sox won. Back then when they sold the Bay, something that they never should have ever have done.
The Red Sox, led by the pitching of a youthful Babe Ruth, won the World Series in 1918, but after Ruth was sold to the Yankees, the team didn't win another World Series for the rest of the 20th century. The curse was finally broken in 2004, the year in Taylor's song, when, to the dismay of Cardinal fans, the Red Sox swept St. Louis in the World Series. As for his grandmother, Taylor sings,
I couldn't hear the last words she said, but she was lying there with a smile on her face.
I think James Taylor's CD would make a great Christmas gift for the baseball fan in your life. If, however, your favorite baseball fan roots for the Cardinals and doesn't need another reminder of the World Series embarrassment, especially after the recent embarrassing loss to the Cubs in the playoffs, you might consider John Fogerty's CD, Center Field, as a Christmas gift. My wife Anita knows that the best way to get me out of a funk after a Pirates loss is to pop in Fogerty's CD while we're in the car and play its title song. As soon as I hear Fogerty's raspy voice sing,
oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field.
I begin to smile and feel, at least for the next few minutes, that all's right in my baseball world. I love those lines because I spent some of the happiest moments of my life playing center field. When John Fogerty was growing up in Berkeley, California, in the early 1950s, there were no Major League Baseball teams on the West Coast. The Dodgers and the Giants wouldn't move there until 1958, so he rooted for the Yankees. Though Joe DiMaggio was retired, Fogerty idolized DiMaggio and thought center field was the coolest place in the world. Fogerty's song, however, is not just a tribute to DiMaggio. It celebrates the spirit of every child who dreams of playing in the major leagues. It also honors baseball greats from the mythical Casey to real heroes of the game like Willie Mays and Jackie Robinson, who is the brown-eyed, handsome man headed for home at the beginning of the song. In 2010, in recognition of the 25th anniversary of Center Field, the Baseball Hall of Fame invited John Fogerty to perform the song at its induction ceremony. It also honored the song with a plaque that now hangs at Cooperstown with the plaques of so many baseball immortals. After he performed the song, John Fogerty told the crowd that he wrote Center Field as a thank you for all the joy that baseball has brought into his life since he was an 8-year-old dreaming of becoming the next Joe DiMaggio. In response to the honor of having his song enshrined in Cooperstown alongside Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Fogerty donated his Slugger guitar, carved in the shape of a baseball bat, to the Hall of Fame. The Cardinals fan in your life may balk at the gift of a baseball song that was written in 1985, the same year that the Cardinals lost the World Series to the Kansas City Royals on a missed call at first base. But Center Field is a song about the beginning of a new season and the renewal of hope. Sitting in the audience that day, listening to John Fogerty's Center Field, and waiting for his own induction into the Hall of Fame, was Whitey Herzog, the manager of those ill-fated 1985 Cardinals.
Yeah.
This is Pete Peterson.
And his wife, Anita.
Wishing you the best of holidays.